With SRN News, I'm John Scott. U.S. Senator Lindsey Graham charges that the Biden administration is projecting an image of weakness on the world stage, which has emboldened Iran to make billions selling oil to America's allies. On the Salem Media Group news program This Week on the Hill, Graham says he's prepared to take action on Capitol Hill to stop Iran.
So I'm introducing legislation very soon with President Trump's blessing to put a tariff on any country that buys Iranian oil. The great Satan in all of this is Iran, who helps Hamas, Hezbollah, and threatens to destroy Israel. So if you buy oil from Iran, so I want to put a tariff on your products coming into the United States.
Graham says he's also introduced legislation designating Russia as a state sponsor of terrorism. His full interview will air at 10 a.m. Eastern Time Saturday on the Salem News Channel. The Supreme Court upholds a federal gun control law that's intended to protect domestic violence victims. The justices ruling 8-1. The case involved a Texas man accused of hitting his girlfriend and threatening to shoot her. Also at SRNNews.com, in the race for campaign money, Donald Trump cashed in during May. Ben Thomas.
Donald Trump's campaign outraised President Biden's by more than $60 million last month. Federal filings detail a Republican fundraising explosion sparked by Trump's felony convictions in the New York hush money case. Biden's campaign and the Democratic National Committee together raised a robust $85 million in May and reported $212 million in the bank at the end of the month. But Trump's fundraising, for 1 month at least, dwarfed Biden's. The Trump campaign and the Republican National Committee said it raised an astounding $141 million in May. Ben Thomas, Washington.
The Dow is up 1 point. The Nasdaq ahead 29 points. This is SRN News. Louisiana goes back to the Bible.
Republican Governor Jeff Landry has signed a law that will require all public school classrooms to display the Ten Commandments, making Louisiana the first state to do so. The governor says, quote, if you want to respect the rule of law, you've got to start from the original law given, which was Moses. The American Civil Liberties Union and Americans United for Separation of Church and State are vowing to challenge the new law in court. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
Pro-life advocates say a new law strengthening protections for pregnant workers has been a lifeline for many low-income women seeking accommodations from employers. Were it not for the Pregnant Workers Fairness Act, these women might otherwise have been forced to take unpaid leave. But a year after the act took effect, many women are still confronting employers who don't know about it, misunderstand its scope, or simply refuse to comply. This is SRN News. Authorities have arrested an Alabama man wanted in connection with multiple homicides.
An Alabama man wanted in connection with homicides in Oklahoma and Alabama was apprehended Thursday in Arkansas after a search that spanned multiple southern states. Arkansas State Police say Stacy Lee Drake was taken into custody in Marlton, about 50 miles northwest of Little Rock. Drake is wanted in connection with homicides and carjackings in Oklahoma. A man and a woman were found dead inside a business near Gans, Oklahoma, near the Arkansas state line. In Alabama, Drake is accused of killing a man on May 14th in Tuscaloosa. I'm Norman Hall.
Two crop-dusting airplanes collided near an airport in southern Idaho, causing them to crash. The Butte County Sheriff's Office says one pilot was killed. The other suffered life-threatening injuries. It happened Thursday afternoon near the airport in Arco, about 70 miles west of Idaho Falls. More details at SRNNews.com. I'm John Scott.